Small Town Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, my cousin's sister's boyfriend's
right. I love it when people do that, right? Like, they 27 degrees of separation just so you can be part of the story.
Yeah, right, right. They saw Ferris at 36 Flavors last night.
That's a movie. How old do you think our kids have to be to see Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Probably young, right?
Eight,
yeah, it's okay.
Bridget is 8.
Yep.
It is. It's just one of the
classics. There's nothing like tawdry about it
Not really.
And yeah, it is one of those classic movies of our generation.
Epic.
How about at what age do you let your kids watch Back to the Future?
Already happened. 7, 6.
I don't remember the movie, and I'm not really into sci-fi, so probably never.
She's not into sci-fi, but she's seen every Marvel movie.
Just pull up a curtain or something.
Are Marvel movies, not only are they sci-fi, but they're nerdy animation?
No, I've only seen what I've been forced to watch because of my kids in terms of Marvel movies. That's not my jam either.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Marvel kind of, they went a little crazy. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the movies have replaced the comics, you know?
Yes.
I guess it's been a progression because you had the comics and then you had the graphic novels and then the graphic novels turned into these crazy, you know, CGI movies and all that.
But. Yeah, and I feel like the Marvel universe has just turned into this money-making machine where how many more spinoffs can you have? Now we're like 27 degrees removed from Iron Man and Captain America and all. I mean, who are these people?
I was passively watching one of them yesterday with my wife and son who likes these things. And I said, I have no idea what is going on. Who's who? She's like, don't worry. Nobody does.
Nobody
anymore.
Does.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you don't even know, like you need an org chart to know which movie to watch first.
And how they all relate to each other.
Who's who.
At the end of the day, it's just a bunch of hot people in tight outfits.
Yeah,
I mean, I can get behind that to a certain extent, but not for 3.5 fucking hours. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the thing. They're so damn long.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
kids don't have that. Kids don't have that. When I was a kid, I thought all movies were 90 minutes. Is that
that's
just...
That's how they should be.
Is that just... I mean,
Jaws.
Yeah. Like,
was it just me, or did every summer a new Police Academy movie came out and just crushed it? Like,
it was awesome.
Yes, it's 1997. You know what that means?
That's right.
Police Academy. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4's coming out. Citizens on Patrol.
Yes. Yes. 90 minutes.
Awesome.
Right. That's like enough time.
Perfect.
We live in a society of immediate gratification, and we're always looking at the next shiny object. So movies need to sort of catch up to that.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we have Facebook reels that are, what, I don't know how long they are, 30 seconds long, whatever, and you scroll through 100 of them, and you're like, okay, cool. That was a productive 15 minutes, you know?
Well, it's like when the movie theaters started becoming like $20, you know, and like $10 bins of popcorn, it was almost like they had to justify those crazy prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they made the movies longer. It was sort of like your double CD or your double tape cassette, you know, just so that they could charge you $30.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but then what's happened is they started making all movies that long.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call Pink Floyd the Wall of Money Grab, though. That is work of art, probably one of the top 10 best albums ever created in world history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good album.
I mean, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dark Side of the Moon has the edge.
Yeah.
But the movie, The Wall, is insane.
A little weird.
Yeah,
you know.
Evan, did you notice how Rick has his seat slightly higher than us to like establish dominance? He's like the chief chimpanzee in the jungle.
I was down here. The chief chimpanzee.
I just noticed that subtle like passive aggressive. Yeah.
And the Lord says you've got to rise up. Here
Wait,
we are.
Have we started the podcast?
Yeah. I guess. Are we live?
No, Evan. This is recorded.
This is live action, right now. Like,
well,
we're interfacing live.
This is about as live as it's going to be because we put it off. Then we put it off again.
Yeah.
And then we put it off again. Now today is Tuesday.
Oof.
Tuesday. Hold on. It is April 30, 2024. That means it's drop day.
It's drop day.
Whew. So it
got
is
a lot of pressure.
It is 9 a.m. as of right now.
Hey, Rexy.
And we will have this thing out in a couple of hours.
That's great.
Oh, like, you just said that, and now you have to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to. It's just going to, once you guys leave, I'm just going to listen to this thing.
I know. Life has been getting in the way of our fun.
I would just like to point out that, as I said, the Lord says, rise up. Your dog came down.
Yep.
And has greeted us here.
Wait a minute. Are you sitting down? If you spell dog backwards, what do you get?
God.
Holy.
Guys.
Oh, my God. I think I hear angels singing.
Can I have a sip of your holy coffee? From your scuttlebutt chalice that you can get on Small Town Scuttlebutt for $10.99.
My crunk cup.
Blessed by Evan for another $2.50.
This is just another one of those synchronicities that we were talking about. Yeah,
I was thinking about those synchronicities, and I thought that my example I gave was actually a perfect example of not understanding the conversation. I was like, you guys are like, you know when this happens, and you were thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, kind of like when you were like listening to sports radio, and they say a word, and you see it on the sign at the same time. Like,
that was actually a great one.
That is? Because totally. I thought yours had more like... meaning, exit. I said exit. I just read exit 17 when they said exit my room now.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. You guys had like,
there was more spirituality to, you know, like Evan's example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought up a great point
because
that kind of stuff happens too.
Yep.
So anything new come from that? I mean. I had a heightened awareness. I was just about to say
heightened awareness, yeah. I think. You know, as you go through life. But you can't look too hard because then you're sort of forcing it. Like, it just sort of has to happen.
I said that to myself on, like, day four. I'm like, my life is so boring. I need something to talk about on the podcast. Just give me some freaking
synchronicity.
Where is it? Yeah, I popped a blood vessel in my temple. God damn it. No, but I did bump it. I did see the veteran at the grocery store again. We are Monday morning, mid morning. Yeah. So it's like a. Yeah,
did you salute him this time?
No. Oh. I let him. I marched the beat of his drum.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his shift. I'm just passing through. Well, yeah, you asked, is the podcast started? Sure, it started.
Yep.
Does anyone want to tell the guests the name of the podcast? How do we introduce it?
Well, I end it, so Evan, would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, I would first like to point out that we are a comedy podcast called Small Town Scuttlebutt, where we talk about all the scuttlebutt that happens in small towns. That was kind of impromptu. I hope I did all right. Would you like to add anything?
It was okay. It was okay.
Polished. It sounded very polished.
You know that video I sent you guys of the studio?
Yes.
Sort of like to give it awesome. This is what it looks like on TV, like YouTube and like
looks
Instagram.
Awesome.
It's kind of like, hey, you know, our new Instagram manager is probably going to post this up. I don't know, maybe the expectation.
Wait, we have a new Instagram manager?
Yeah, this guy here.
Oh, yeah, nice.
He's batching things.
Got it. Fantastic.
I sent it around to my friends. Mm-hmm. You know, my buddies. And I said, hey, guys, what do you think? And one guy wrote back, oh, cool. Still the northeast corner of the basement, which means there was some branding there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was a thing.
Yeah.
And then I stopped doing it because I took Liz's note. She says, I think it sounds too amateurish.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think?
Well.
Are you doubling down?
I am doubling down.
Okay, good.
It's one person's opinion.
I respect your opinion. And my friend's an idiot. No, just kidding. just kidding. James, you're the man. No, I like saying it. I thought it had that Wayne's World-ish thing. But Liz, look at Liz. Does she look like Wayne's World right now?
No.
I know not.
She looks like Bloomingdale's.
She does not look like she's in the northeast corner of the basement.
Right.
As I said to my boss the other day, we were talking about redoing this campaign we're working on, and I was like, I know you asked me to put lipstick on a pig, but I want this lipstick to be Chanel and not L'Oreal, so I'm going to ask you for some more money.
Wait, L'Oreal and not Chanel. So L'Oreal is better than the Chanel?
No, Chanel's better than L'Oreal.
Yeah.
You can't buy Chanel at CVS.
I was going to say, yes, that's right. I was thinking about you the other day when I was at Sephora. My daughter was buttering me up for some daddy-daughter time.
Evan,
do you have an 8-year-old daughter?
I do, yeah.
My daughter's going to be 12 at about a month-ish, so I'm a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah.
Have you done the makeup stuff yet? I don't think you're there yet.
Yeah,
right?
She's still young for that.
She's
a dancer, though.
So
not only are we dealing with the makeup, we're dealing with the costumes, which are a little
A little racy.
Yeah, a little bit. Not going to lie. You know, like the little cowgirl thing is like, you know, at least it's a cute dance.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a little, just hope those costumes stay in the closet when she's a teenager.
You don't want her wearing that on Halloween, Jesus, like, to have, like, a freshman year of high school party. Like, she's like, oh, daddy, look, it still fits.
You're gone.
You guys,
military school.
It's nice. I was listening to you two just converse at the PG level, and I was like, that's good, you know? Mm-hmm. I had to throw the proverbial, like, note cards with the jokes out, like, nope. Because we're talking about kids here.
Yeah.
Nope.
Even Evan and I have a line.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised you had a line list.
We came at it from the parent side.
Yes.
You know, not,
but no, I do watch that. Well, you know, they don't let you record or take pictures of your kid because.
Oh, they don't?
No. Because you know what? Creepy Uncle Steve could be over there. Yeah. You know, like, hey.
Is that why they do it?
I believe so. And sometimes they, you know, my daughter does the dance competitions, they have a feed.
So you can watch.
Which is great. I always thought, like, you know, when you go to a school play, there's like 50 cameras in front of you. I'm like, we only need one of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I vote for this person because they're front and center.
Right.
You're row J, seat 15. Your seat sucks, you know.
Yeah.
You are not at a good vantage point. Your video is going to be terrible. You don't even have good audio. And the kid next to you is talking. So let Karen up front do it. And then she can email everybody or post it on the mom's group.
Great idea.
Yeah, exactly. Have a mom's share it on the school Facebook group, site, whatever.
Yeah, you think we'd get to that by now. Well, you know, we have a lot of stuff to talk about that you guys submit. I feel like today's episode is sort of like TMZ-ish, you know, where that guy kind of leans over your cube.
You have to have that gigantic drink with the straw, though.
Does he have a Stanley? I don't watch TMZ.
No, is that a screwdriver?
I think it's... or is that like a special digestive drink that you kick your day off with?
Prune juice.
Is there turmeric in there?
No.
I feel like there's pineapple juice.
Orange peach mango.
Maybe he's planning something for later.
Yeah.
Evan, you know, if you guys are going to ask a question, let me answer it, okay? Hey, that's a nice watch.
Thank you.
Oh, is it new?
Just an Apple Watch.
That was an ADDH... moment, whatever.
Shiny moment.
So this is a orange peach mango with Pellegrino because my throat really gets scratchy at allergy season.
Spring
and fall.
Okay. Kind of tough. All right, so it's soothing for your throat then.
Okay.
It looks soothing. Can I have a sip?
Nope. No, so anyway, I feel like back to TMZ.
Yes.
I'm going to stay on track.
Okay.
I'm going to do this. I feel like, you know, in TMZ where the guy leans over the cube, and he's like, so what do we got here?
Yes.
And then someone's like, well, I just heard that, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Kim Kardashian and yada, 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 Zendaya, like, blah, blah, blah.
It's like, well, can we corroborate that? Evan, what have you been hearing? Right? So we do all that stuff. So how about today we can just kind of go through some of the things you've been talking about.
Yep.
And we'll start with Liz, who... a little while back, submitted to us, Evan, an article about the moms in line at the pickup.
Now, in fairness, the article's about parents, but I think we all know it's moms.
Yes.
Well, not true. I'm in the pickup line.
Actually, so my husband does the drop-off. Yeah. We don't do pickup, but we both drop. This is what assholes Dan and I are, so... For anyone that's familiar with Medfield Junior High and Medfield High School, they're literally on the same campus next door to each other. Mm-hmm. Our oldest son goes to the high school. Our twins go to the junior high. Dan drives Will to school, and I drive the twins to school. Instead of one of us driving all three children to the school and leaving them, like, equidistant from both schools and having them walk.
Why?
We're assholes.
You came
in. We are assholes. I am not going to even try to defend myself here. This is where I look at myself in the mirror, and I go, you're what's wrong with this generation of parents.
I love that she's... calling herself out.
Yeah. My
wife does this shit all the time.
Yeah, it's bad.
We've talked about it, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a focus correction area I'm trying to work with on my marriage is, you know, up till now, we've been in lockstep on raising kids.
Yep.
But I'm kind of thinking you're coddling a little bit over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I would have done if I were you? I would have just kept the car rolling. And I would have said tuck and roll. Mm-hmm. And I would have just... turn the car hard left. There you go.
And I overcompensate, one, mostly because I'm a sucker, but two out of my three kids have anxiety. So I tend to overcompensate because I don't want them to be in a situation that makes them uncomfortable at the beginning of their school day and then sets them up for, you know. But again, like, that's not real life either.
No. Set them up for failure.
Yeah.
Set them up for failure and let them claw and scratch their way out.
Well, Liz, I was ready to roast you, but now that you said that, there's logic behind it.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You can roast me. I deserve it.
No, I think that actually what you said there is my wife echoes that too with my son. You know, that, and you've talked about the conversations that happen in the car. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, what the hell? You know, pick and choose your things.
Right.
You know, like, just keep that one in mind. When something else comes up.
Yeah.
And it's like, remember all those times where I literally walked you to the door of your school? This isn't one of those times.
Right?
You're walking home.
I know.
Use it as call ammunition. Uber. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I thought this would be interesting to bring. Well, first of all, I thought this was interesting to bring to the podcast because it's like, this is taking place in towns all over the place. This is just this ridiculous driving kids to school and the chaos that happens in the school car line. But Rick, during our live show, you made the great joke about the school pickup and drop off lines that happen here in Medfield, where moms are pulling in their gigantic white SUVs 45 minutes before school dismissal, and they're breaking out their hibachis and their coolers like they're tailgating before a Dave Matthews concert. You know, and I mean, it's not untrue, but it is happening in towns across America, leading to, according to this article, arguments, arrests, lawsuits, and the police.
Okay, what is this article? Where did it come from?
So this came from a trusted source known as the Wall Street Journal.
Nice. Okay.
So credible, not TMZ.
Yep.
Credible.
This is not some, you know, wacky little.
So, yeah. So it's more parents are driving kids to school, adding to an already anxious caravan jockeying to beat the morning bell. Do not cut the line. Do not drive on the gravel path near the water tower. Principal Michael Gerard told Red Oak Middle School parents in Brattleboro, North Carolina, in a scolding missive. If you find yourself running late, get up earlier.
I like it.
Yes. So parents have long dreaded the nerve-wracking navigation required for car caravans ferrying students to and fro, and it seems to be getting worse. In fact, new federal data shows a rising share of students who ride in cars to school. It isn't clear whether the growth comes from bus driver shortages, more work from home parents, or other reasons. I would say it's probably a combination of all of those things. There's definitely bus driver shortages. I think during COVID, we all got used to kind of driving our kids to and from school. We can let our kids sleep earlier if they don't have to get up for the bus. There's a whole bunch of reasons. And yeah, there are more parents working from home. I mean, you know, if this was 5 years ago, I'd be dragging my kids out of bed at 6:30 in the morning because I would have to be, Dan and I would both have to be in Boston, but now they have the luxury of another, you know, 20 minutes of sleep.
Yep.
So West Melbourne, Florida police posted 10, quote, quick refreshers for parents picking up and dropping off. The tips, some more sober than others, include just say no to quick chats. Don't throw your kid out of a moving vehicle. Sorry, Rick. And remember, you have to pick the kids back up. So this is not an excuse for day drinking. You know who you are.
No. That's great.
Yes. So Police Lieutenant Greg Ehrenstoft said the post's light tone was meant to ease people's stress, though we've dealt with the day drinkers.
Wow.
Could you fucking imagine?
Okay, so I thought that was getting a joke.
Caught? No. Because it is Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we'll caveat that.
Who wrote that comment?
The police lieutenant.
Yeah, okay. So he says he did deal with the day drinkers. Yes. Okay, good. Because I was going to say, joking aside, you're picking up a kid in a vehicle.
Yeah.
And you're inebriated? Like, that's not a joke. Right. I mean, it's funny if it's a movie or a cartoon and it's not real, but... So yeah. I thought it was just to kind of make light of the situation.
No,
no, it's
apparently,
real.
Jeez, Lieutenant Ehrenstoft has dealt with this directly.
Boy.
So, yeah, maybe, I don't know, if you've had a 3-martini lunch or, you know, after you played tennis with the girls, you grabbed a couple glasses of Chardonnay at the club.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe just, you know, let your kid take the bus that day or, you know, text a friend.
Sure.
Hey, I'm incapacitated. Could you pick my child up?
God.
Chad Craven said the crush of cars at his 8-year-old son's school near Detroit tempted him into waiting at a no parking zone during pickup. He has paid the price for convenience, $335 for four citations.
But he wasn't even parking, technically,
No, he
right?
was, like, idling,
so why does
waiting.
He get, That's not parking.
He said, I wasn't even parking technically. I would sit there with my foot on the brake. He wised up and began to watch for a police car to pass before stopping there. Yeah. I mean, again, like, this is ridiculous. You're like, kind of lying in wait on a side street. You're like, all right, the police just passed. Now I can go and not risk the $100 citation to pick my dumb kid up from school.
Right. And crazy. It's the situation that makes people do these little things, right?
So then we get into the lawsuit.
The lawsuit?
The lawsuit arena. So let's see. Okay. Where am I? Okay. There was a case at the beginning of this school year after Sarah Kim criticized her school district superintendent who was working curbside during school drop-off. This is the superintendent. Mm-hmm. The superintendent. Our superintendent earns $200,000 a year. I think more. But anyway, do you pay $200,000 a year for air traffic control during like school drop-off and pickup? So anyway, she says, my children received their first lesson of the school year. The superintendent screams at parents with her arms in the air as a tactic to, quote, move the line along. Kim wrote on Facebook, her lawsuit said. The superintendent, Michelle Hartzell, emailed Kim that day asking her to delete the post. Possibly consider using some kind words such as, wow, it is nice to see our superintendent help out.
Yeah.
That's what my tax dollars are paying for?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Kim declined and said, you had absolutely no qualms about embarrassing me in front of other parents, faculty, and children. Why wouldn't I return the favor? In March, Kim sued the school district, Hartzell, and school board president Nick Mobilia, alleging they retaliated against her for exercising free speech. She claims Hartzell gave Mobilia a video of the drop-off incident and that Mobilia showed customers at his wine business in town, causing Kim anxiety, embarrassment, and emotional distress. The suit is pending.
Poor Kim.
Now, this one gets even worse. Police in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Okay, let's pause for a minute. Let's imagine what the folks in Goose Creek, South Carolina are like.
Well, you were just there.
I was in Charleston. okay right. Not Goose Creek.
There's two different South Carolinas.
Would have been a whole different trip.
I would come back with moonshine and what have you. So they were called to a primary school last August. Trisha Rollins told police she had squeezed her car in front of another vehicle when the driver wouldn't let her into the line at drop-off. Two women from that car strode over to Rollins' window, all gangsta style. Rollins moved a non-working stun gun from the center console to her lap, a police report said. One of the women at her window pulled out a purple handgun. The woman told police. Her companion had a handgun in her purse, the report said. No one was hurt, and the two women were arrested. Their cases are pending. So
purple. Okay, this is the name of the podcast.
Purple handgun.
I was gonna say their cases are pending, but purple handgun sounds like a purple handgun. Mm. You know, discreet.
Yeah, discreet packaging.
Mm-hmm. Why was there a stun gun in her?
Why are there
crotch?
Purple handguns?
Yeah, I want to know what the crime rate is in Goose Creek, South Carolina. That you need a stun gun. And you like conceal to carry. What is going on?
This is the school pickup line. I mean, it's no joke.
Apparently, it's quite cutthroat.
Okay, purple pistols.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, they make adorable.
They make them.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, Ruger. Bass Pro Shops. Get one right now, guys. It's a Ruger LCP.
Is it same day pickup?
Is Ruger our new sponsor?
No background check required.
Oh, yeah. Is this a gift?
Click here. And last but not least, Sarah Baldwin and Annalisa Branley, sisters who collectively have four children at the school, bought their way out last year. They made the winning bid for exclusive use of a choice parking spot for the school year. Yep. $560.
Come on.
It was worth every penny, Baldwin said. I cut 45 minutes out of sitting in a line every single day waiting for them to come out.
You know what? That's actually a really good idea.
It's a good fundraising idea.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that you get prime.
No. I'm sorry, guys, but let's put our DEI hats on. That is so not equitable, okay?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
it's not equitable.
It's not equitable.
We're raising money for the school. You don't need to be equitable.
You need to find other ways to let everybody participate.
They do auction off prime parking for like eighth grade graduation and things like that.
Well, here's the thing. Mm. Everyone at school will benefit from the money that's being raised. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
In itself is equity, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just throwing the devil's advocate. You know? I really don't give a shit either way. I really don't.
So that I was floored at the like level of chaos and craziness that exists. I mean, again, I drive my kids to school every single day. I knock on wood, have never witnessed anyone being really out of hand. Like, yeah, people cut people off or like trying to edge it, whatever. It's not that big of a deal, but I've never seen anyone yell at anyone. I've never seen anything wild. Have you guys?
I think most of the time people just kind of sit in the car with their windows up and they're kind of like avoiding eye contact.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But if I were single, I would take a totally different approach, which is why this may surprise you. I came up with the top five most cringe pickup lines in a pickup line.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This guy. All right. Let's do it. Too bad he's not single, right?
So it is too bad. But I'm happy.
But for our single listeners out there,
for all the single listeners, you might learn something here. All right, so we're gonna base the best one on the laugh. Okay?
Okay.
So if you guys laugh, whichever one gets the best laugh is gonna be the one. All right. Now the first one it's gonna come in slow.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what happens here. All right, top five most cringe pickup lines in a school pickup line. Is it hot out here, or is it just our minivans idling together?
Ooh, that's actually pretty good.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
Ain't nothing mini about this van.
Is that one too?
No, that was...
Oh, that's a tag.
Like that one.
That's a tag. Yeah, that's dude. A tag. You are wooing me.
Are you a magician? Because whenever I look at you, everyone else in this line seems to disappear.
Yeah. Ooh.
No, that's... No? That is too elementary. Too easy. Too easy.
Elementary.
Little bit.
That's down there with it's too formula. Are you
I'll take
tired?
It over the minivan one though, because if you're a single dad rolling up in a minivan, I'm all dried up. Okay. Sorry, Evan. Moving on.
What if it's one of those pimped out minivans with like the
what
the
did
rims
you take it to
and,
like exhibit and you pimped your ride?
Yeah,
no.
Why
and
not?
If
right?
you did that, I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Are you waiting? You take it to West Coast Customs,
yeah.
like all the rappers do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Mind changed.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a convertible, by the way.
Top down on the minivan.
All right, number three. Was that an earthquake, or did you just rock my world with that 3-point turn?
Oh.
Okay.
No.
That's not bad. I think that's... God, that's wow. You know what that is? That's a conversation starter,
yes.
for sure. That's like, yeah. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I mean, a 3-point turn. Not everyone can execute it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you should be able to.
I
it's
agree.
Part of the driver's test.
I agree. But you've seen people out there.
Oh, with the 27-point turn?
Jesus,
yes.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. Are you an interior decorator? Because when you walked by, this entire line became beautiful.
Oh.
No. It's okay. Criticize away.
That one was. That one fell flat. Like the symbol just went.
Yep.
That's what that just did.
Lucky for you and all the listeners, I've saved the best for last.
I think the best was the first one, but go on.
Well, do you believe in love at first sight, or should I drive by again without the kids screaming?
Hey! That's a good
a
one.
That's,
right.
a
That's a good
yeah.
one, man.
Thank you very much.
Bump it.
Fist bump.
Yes.
Fist bump.
Now I have to like to that. Play that out. I would love to see any of those play out in real life, like how you would. So first, okay.
Yeah.
Are you spending like weeks stalking the one woman that you want to say this line to? Like, all right, like Joey's mom, those, you know, she's really rocking those yoga pants. All right, let's see. Okay, all right. You know, she's not wearing any makeup, but she's still pretty. And then the next day it's like, well, okay. Like, how are you sort of building up? I mean, again, you're not single, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
but.
No. I would actually try these on older ladies, you know, like the grandmothers picking them up because they're
they're a sucker for a compliment. Yeah.
Low hanging fruit. I like it. I like
Absolutely.
It. Do you need a wingman, right. bro?
Yeah. You want to hit the back of the minivan?
You need some help taking down some of these seniors?
I do not have a senior thing, by the way. I know it based on a couple of the shows. It may appear that way, but no. So, yeah.
But they're of a generation where you can compliment them and they won't get all like, oh, my God.
No. They were baddies back in the day.
Right?
You know?
Yes, Helen's like, yes, I do have a nice ass. Thank you
for
noticing.
Yes.
My grandchildren are embarrassed to be in public with me, but
40 years of jazzercise, and it's still perky.
You don't have 9 kids sitting around doing nothing, I'll tell you. You know. That you know about.
Well, Evan, that was good.
That was good. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could parlay that into an actual, like, walk around with the scuttlebutt mic and go do, you know, yeah, we should start walking, you know. Excuse me, what time did you get here? You know, we could ask questions like, what time did you get here today?
You want me to walk up to the windows? Mm-hmm. You could join me. We walk up to the windows.
Nothing fucking creepy about that.
But you got the mic. You got the jumbo mic.
Not a purple handgun. God, we're not weirdos.
I think that could be good.
Yeah. No, actually, I will get a purple handgun. That'll be even
oh
funnier.
My God.
Yeah. Just kidding. Holy shit. This is a small town. Someone is going to be like... Yeah. Handgun school. Dude, no, stop.
This is in Tennessee where they just passed a law where teachers can now carry handguns in the classroom.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great
idea.
That's
an awesome. Take a highly stressful job and put a weapon.
I would like to. Well, that's a good point. I said pencils down. I quit. I would like. I'd like to throw something in here. Mm. My wife is a teacher.
Yes.
As you know. And just for the safety of her and the other stuff. They don't really have great defenses at the school. I mean, you know, you can lock the school down and, you know, obviously
present. Throw the chairs up against your
door. But they're literally taught, no joke, they are literally taught to throw staplers, pencils,
grab a weapon. Any,
like, that is their weapon.
Oh my God.
To defend themselves, right? Like, isn't that a little bit crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, you're supposed to throw all the desks and chairs up against the door, and then you all get in the corner on the door, the wall with the door, you know.
Yeah.
At least a couple of years ago, that's the way it was. Well, when we did an actual training.
Did you?
Yeah. Someone went, you know, the console, they went through with blanks. Pop, pop,
stop.
Pop. I'm like, why are we listening to fucking gunshots in our hallway in our school?
Oh, my
school?
God.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
Was it teachers and students? Or
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
All of us. Yep.
Wow.
All right, kids, throw the desks up against the fucking wall.
I don't know.
Right, sit over here.
I know that our kids are taught to, like, shelter in place during those things, and I told my kids, if you can get out a window, get out a window.
Run.
Because why would you want to stay locked in a building where there is a lunatic, an armed lunatic? So.
Like sitting in place.
Yeah, just waiting.
Yeah,
just waiting.
Well, this is where I'm going to come back in and be the guy that's leaning over the cubicle at the TMZ thing. Oh, we got 3 minutes with Liz.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Shit. Okay, so.
Time is money, and I got to go make some.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. What do we have else? Liz, you said school pickup lines. Okay, quick. What's up with the article about a weird family pet?
Okay. So, I can do this in less than 3 minutes. So, we can all agree our kids are all, you know, as we said, they're spoiled. They get kind of a lot of, maybe not whatever they want, but, you know, they're indulged, right? And during the pandemic, tons of people got pandemic puppies and, you know, whatever. Well, this family took indulging their child with a pet to a next level. Their kid is, who's 8 years old, I believe, obsessed with octopi. I don't know what the plural is for octopi.
I guess.
And bought this little boy
an
octopus for a pet.
Wow.
And
that's great.
It wasn't.
Can you win that
and
at the
just
fair?
Like you shouldn't assume anyone's gender, they assumed the octopus was a male. They named it Terrence. Turns out,
did he have 9 legs?
He did not.
I mean, how would they know?
9 legs. Get that listen.
Turns out Terrence was actually a female, which they knew when Terrence started popping out baby octopi.
Oh, nice.
50 of them.
Ooh.
To which the family had to scramble and scoop out all the baby octopi and put them in individual cups.
Come on.
And then the tank, like, broke and ruined their carpets and their floor. And this is literally the worst part of the story. I guess after female octopi give birth, they die.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh, they do, really?
So poor mama octopus, she was this family's pet for like less than a week, and now she's buried in their backyard.
Oh.
So
Evan, you want to be the guy that has to stick your hand in the tank and pull out the dead octopus?
One of the dad said he like scooped out like an egg and like the octopus hatched in his hand.
Oh god.
I mean that's like that's next level.
That's alien.
I mean, I have to like and so some of the babies did not make it, but the rest are going to, you know, like aquarium, like a like sure. like yeah. institutes where they can
a resort
be.
Yeah. For
yeah. rehabilitation. So lesson learned, this is just a PSA for any of our listeners that were considering an exotic pet. Mm-hmm. Octopus probably is not the way to go.
No.
Damn.
That's crazy. Go to the aquarium and look at that. Same with seahorses, very fragile animals.
Yes.
So they got a knocked up octopus.
Yes. I did not. I don't know where they procure this octopus, but I'm guessing black market, dark web. Don't know, because you can't walk into a PetSmart and be like, excuse me, where's the octopus section?
Yeah.
So it just serves as a cautionary tale, people. Do your due diligence before you get an exotic pet. It is.
The fish tank broke.
Yeah.
The octopus died.
It's a perfect storm.
Yeah.
How are those related? It just seems too coincidental. It seems like there's a synchronicity going on. Like tanks breaking, the eggs are hatching, the mom is dying.
Wow. Right? It's like a horror movie. Like, when you put it like
pretty bad. 1 minute, nothing was happening. And now, like, it's cracking. It's
chaos.
Like, how did that happen? What?
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my story.
That's a great story. Thanks. So just stick with the cat.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the cat, you know? Predictable. He's definitely a male. He's been fixed, so I don't need to worry about some whore cat walking up to our door and going, Chester's my baby daddy. I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep walking.
Take that shit next door.
Yeah, slut. You got fleas. Got fleas, ho.
I can see your cooties coming a mile away.
You
Jezebel.
Ho cat.
All right, on that note.
Slut cat.
Yes. Love it.
That'll be the name of the show, Slut Cat.
Slut Cat. Purple handgun and Slut Cat.
Yeah.
That's like the next superhero movie.
I was thinking these sound like new hip-hop stars.
Right? Oh, my God. All right, listeners, thank you guys, as always, for joining us. Please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Small Town Scuttlebutt and YouTube. Videos to come, I think, maybe, one day.
Coming.
Awesome. And shoot us a note, smalltownscuttlebutt@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.